Tonight is about each other. Tonight is about relentless football. And anything about to touch the football, they get knocked out tonight. Let's do what we do best on three. One, two, three.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation, to a brand new edition of The Call. It's a report on Baltimore football, all about the Ravens. And guess what? Preseason is over. We've got regular season to look forward to now. That's the next step. And of course, Skyping in with me, we got my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Yes, amen. Preseason over, right, buddy?
Preseason's over. You know, all of the business that nobody really likes to deal with is over, and it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty. It's time to get down to some real regular season football.
Yes, that's right. I'm ready to get down to the real deal.
Now, we've had our last preseason game was this past week. It was last Thursday, and we were talking before the show. It was the first string against the Baltimore Ravens' second string. Now, it was a brutal game to watch, but I think that game really helped kind of settle who was going to stay on the team and who wasn't.
That's absolutely right. We saw some position battles that kind of cleared itself up going into that fourth game. Right into the third game, it was kind of hard to tell because the starters, that was a dress rehearsal. Going into this fourth game, we did see the final roster take its true form. We've seen what Tyrod Taylor was going to bring. We saw from the quarterback position. We saw what Curtis Painter was going to bring from the wide receivers on down. We saw everybody, what they brought to the table and made their case to be the final 53 Ravens on this team.
Yeah, we did get to see that. You know, there was one veteran that was in there on the defense. We had Brendan Iamadejo, and he didn't have the greatest showing, I got to say.
You're right. He actually apologized for that.
Yeah.
He was actually shocked to see how he played. And I was even saying, is that BA out there? I remember the one touchdown catch from the Rams. He was actually trailing a wide receiver. And honestly, in the NFL, when you have a wide receiver on a linebacker, that's going to happen usually. But, you know, I was actually surprised to see his performance. And he did apologize.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of like a one-off for BA. He's a really talented guy. He loves being a Raven. I think this past season was like a contract year for him. At the end of the year, he said, I'm not even emptying out my locker because I know I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay here. So he's somebody who's dedicated to the team, and I think that was just a bad night for him. I think he's going to be fine throughout the regular season.
Oh, he's going to be perfectly fine. He's going to be a substitute in there, especially with Suggs being out. We're going to use a lot of packages with him in it, and I'm excited to see. He's one of my favorite Ravens.
Oh, absolutely. And let's move on from the game a little bit. You know, Ravens did make a lot of cuts, and you just brought it up. It's the fact that Terrell Suggs, he's a PUP. He's a guy who everybody counts on, but with that Achilles tendon tear, he's still recovering from that. With these final cuts, one guy who was on the bubble, there was a lot of people who didn't know where he was going to go, but Sergio Kindle, he did make the 53-man roster, and a lot of people are saying it's because Suggs isn't going to be ready to go, and we need a lot of pass rushers.
Absolutely, Craig, Brandon. Going back to what you said about Suggs being on the PUP list, I think that's a strategic move by the Ravens. Looks like that if we put him on IR, he's not going to play the whole year. He's out for the rest of the year. He's out till next year. So now if we have him out those first six games like Ed Reed was, at least it gives him a chance to heal, and then he can actually practice with the team, and they can monitor his progress week to week, and he can still be signed. And then going back on the Kindle, you know, saving that roster spot for the pass rushers. I mean, Upshaw suffered a shoulder injury. We're going to need a lot of hands on deck with, you know, Jared Johnson going, Suggs being out. We need these guys to step up, and I'm excited to see what Kindle can bring to the table. He kind of disappointed me at camp. He had the rough in the passer call, the late hit against the Rams quarterbacks. I was kind of disappointed. I wouldn't say shocked to see him still here, but I would, in my final roster cuts, I had him off. So, again, you know, not that I'm Mr. Know-It-All, but I, you know, obviously the Ravens have different plans for Kindle, and I'm excited to see what he has.
Yeah, you know, hopefully he can bring something special to the table. He's had a rough go in his NFL career so far. I mean, having to sit out for his entire rookie season because of a fall that he took before regular season even started, you know, where he fractured his skull, and he's got to deal with, you know, not being able to hear out of, like, his left ear and things like that. So it was very interesting to see what the Ravens were going to do with him, but he did make the roster. There's a couple people that didn't make the roster, and they're on the practice squad now. But one name that comes to mind is a guy who really showed a lot during the preseason is Omar Brown. I was a little shocked to see that he didn't make the roster.
I know that's one of your favorite guys, Brandon, and you're right. He didn't make the final roster, but he is one of three, five Ravens to be signed to the practice squad, along with Anthony Allen, a running back. At least if Omar Brown is there on the practice squad, at least, hey, if we need an injury, you know, sub in, he's going to be there. And that's exciting to see, hey, rather have him on the practice squad than not have him at all. And you're absolutely right. You know, I was kind of shocked myself.
Absolutely. And a name that we got to talk about who actually did make the roster, undrafted guy, Bobby Rainey. He showed everybody what he's made of, and he made the roster. I'm proud of the guy.
A rainmaker. I love this guy. Have I been not tickled to death all preseason? Every podcast, I've been gushing about this guy. Love this guy. I mean, he can bring a lot to the table. He's got some quickness in his feet. He's got some agility. He's got some durability. I love it. He's probably going to be one on my radar, probably to truly be one of my favorite Ravens to come. Hopefully he can bring us, you know, lots of the table with our running backs, because we really don't have a clear-cut backup to Ray Rice right now.
Right, absolutely. We talked about Curtis Painter. He had a good showing in a couple of the preseason games, but he didn't make the cut. I don't think you're shocked. I'm not shocked at the fact that he didn't make it. The backup was always Tyrod Taylor. I think that with the showing that he had this preseason, I think Curtis Painter will get picked up by another team as maybe a backup to somebody. I mean, who knows? I can't even think of a team that really needs a backup quarterback right now, but I think he's just going to be somewhere else.
Pittsburgh needs a backup.
Right.
Well, I was going to, you know, put my two cents in there. I was going to poke fun a little bit, but I was kind of disappointed because I drafted Curtis Painter from my fantasy league. Nah, I'm kidding. So I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, what, they cut him? Nah, I got no quarterback. But now you're right. I don't think anybody expected him to make this team. I mean, it was kind of business as usual when I saw Curtis Painter cut. Like, no surprise there. I think he was more brought in for what he was just doing, you know, preseason backup, because Joe Flacco wasn't going to take a bulk of the snaps, and we needed another quarterback to take those snaps other than Tyrod.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to him now. He didn't have a terrible showing, but, you know, he was a guy who came in after, you know, starting 8 games for the Colts. And coming to Baltimore is just like the third string backup. He'll find someplace else to go, I think. We already talked about this last week. No surprise here. But Justin Tucker, he's officially the Baltimore Ravens kicker, and he was undrafted this year. So this was a huge pickup for the guys.
Oh, I'm excited to see what Justin Tucker bring. And honestly enough, I've heard he went right down the beltway to Washington Redskins, and what I heard from the fans down there was he missed his first field goal and he was gotten booed. And I just started laughing because I know what he did. We all know what he did in the AFC Championship game. You know, he's a great kicker. I'm not going to put Billy Cunningham under the bus because it's not like, you know, it would have tied the game. It's not like we would have went to the Super Bowl. Lee Evans should have caught the ball. We can, you know, we can debate this till we're, you know, blue in the face.
Right.
But new era in Baltimore. You know, Matt Stover, I saw an interview with him. He has some good things to say about Tucker and about Cunniff, too. You know, two great kickers. Like Harbaugh said, it came down to the better kicker. He had a better camp. He has a stronger leg. I mean, my God, he kicked a 63-yard field goal, for goodness sakes, in training camp. I mean, Cunniff wasn't even close to that. And I think when it comes down to a longer field goal, I'd rather rely on the young legs than the veterans. I mean, I think that's where it's coming now, you know, with – I think it's what the NFL is going, you know. Of course, younger is better. You know, the seasoned vets get older, you know, is that they don't take care of themselves. This is what can happen. And, you know, it might be one of those fluke things. Billy Cunniff could, you know, you're going to be second-guessed either way. We keep Cunniff and Tucker gets let go. Tucker might blow up. Billy Cunniff has a mediocre year, and we're like, why don't we keep Tucker? But it might bite us again. You know, Billy Cunniff could end up being bad, and we keep Tucker, and ends up looking good. We don't know. And again, it's the beauty of it, and I'm excited to see it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of people aren't bringing this up, but I also think that Justin Tucker and Billy Cundiff, they each had an okay training camp. I mean, Tucker is the one that won the training camp, but you also got to think about this, too. This guy's an undrafted agent. He's coming in. He's going to be cheaper than Billy Cundiff.
So absolutely. You're
looking at the cap ceiling and stuff like that. Having a guy who is cheaper and who is keeping up with the veteran, you got to talk about money there a little bit in this league.
We do, and that's another smart business decision by the Ravens is, hey, we have a cap, you know, we have saved some cap space, so that's even great. And then, you know, Tucker's going to be getting at a minimum price, you know, and if he ends up doing that, not playing that great, then we'll resign another Pro Bowl kicker, hopefully in the future, if he ends up being that, which is exciting.
So is there anybody that you were kind of shocked got cut, or is there anybody that you're shocked made the team?
Cuts were kind of not a shock to me. Looking at them now, just going over some notes here, and no, it's not really a shock to me. I kind of expected this roster. It's not that I'd make the team, but as far as injuries are concerned, Tommy Streeter's, you know, headed to injured reserve. That's one guy I actually had making a team was our draft rookie here. And it's very heartbreaking to see that. You know, you don't want to see one of these rookies go down with another injury, especially when it's season ending, and I feel so, so sorry for him.
Yeah.
I miss him on this team.
Tommy Streeter was a really nice guy. I got to meet him up in Westminster at the Baltimore Football Festival they had, and he was a really nice guy. You could tell he was really excited to be a Raven. So that's definitely something sad to hear about.
Oh, it is. I'm glad you got that interaction, at least see him up close and how he was. And I've actually heard from down the line through other fans who have met him, and of course he's from the University of Miami, you know, where all the Hurricanes come from, and we know who they are.
Of course.
Yeah, I was excited to see that, and very, very sorry to lose him, especially our wide receiver depth. We have such a good crop this year. It's going to be tough. And speaking of the receivers, Deontay Thompson, I like this kid, and he stands out to me. He's going to plug in that hole that Streeter left, and it's always with the Ravens next man up. I'm very excited to see what he can bring.
Absolutely. So pretty much the preseason's over. We've made the cuts. We've got our 53-man roster. We got to look on to the first game of the regular season, and it's going to be on September 10th. How are you doing with being so far but so close to the regular season?
Oh, I'm tickled with joy, man. We're less than 2 weeks away. We're almost a week away from regular season, and of course, you know, it's Baltimore sports. The Orioles got our attention. They're two games out of first place. The city's a buzz. I mean, seeing Purple Friday, you know, Orioles jerseys sprinkled in with Ravens jerseys, it's electric around here. And we're opening on Monday night. We got the big stage. We got the Bengals. It's a divisional game. We're going to come out firing. That same weekend, the Orioles and Yankees play big series here in Baltimore. We have the Grand Prix this weekend. Those are up in New York right now. We got the O's coming, you know, back to Baltimore this week. New York's coming in for a big series. We got the Monday night opener. Cal Ripken's going to be recognized at the Orioles series this weekend. I mean, how big can we get in Baltimore in these 2 weeks? I think it's very electric, and I'm very excited to, you know, coming on Sunday Night Football, watching the Broncos and Steelers matchup is going to be very key, and seeing how they do. And it's going to be good to see how the rest of the NFC North and the NFL and the AFC does on Sunday, so we can get ready for Monday night and do it big. And I will be there. I took the day off. I will be at the tailgate lots interacting. I'm probably gonna have a lot of good stories that podcast, and hopefully we'll need a couple of days so I can recover my voice, because I probably will lose it more than likely.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome, man. You know, Sunday Night Football, I don't want to watch the Steelers, and even though Peyton Manning is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, I can't stand watching him on TV either. So I really don't know what I'm going to do that Sunday night. I guess I can stomach it for a little bit, but, you know, there's only so much black and gold I can take.
Yeah, I'm not one to waste my time watching a Steeler game. I'd rather die. I'm not saying something, because I love to live, you know.
Right. So leading up to the regular season, is there anything else that we missed that we should talk about before the big game on Monday, the September 10th?
Really, it's probably going to be a little hushed this week. Players get, you know, reviewing that film, getting ready for Cincinnati. I don't think there's anything we missed. I mean, the roster cuts were kind of coming. We knew it. There's no big surprises. All the rookies made the team, with the exception of Tommy Streeter, were on IR. I think it's overall going to be a good roster. Everybody's healthy. From what we've seen against Jacksonville, if this team comes together and plays the way they did, look out. I'm going to be very excited. I'm just going to monitor, you know, the team's activities throughout the week, if anything pops up. But really, we're going to set the table for a good preview for Monday night matchup. We're going to review the I'm actually going to dig into some of the Bengals news and see how their roster shapes up, because, again, they got a weapon in A.J. Green. They got a new running back. remember the law firm, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis from the New England Patriots. He's a new running back, so they have a new weapon. So they don't have Cedric Benson, who gave us fits for the last 3 or 4 years.
Right.
It's going to be a new running back, new system. A.J. Green's always a threat. Andy Dalton's coming up. It's going to be a great review for a preview for this game coming up. I'm very excited to break it down. And let's go September 10th. We're sitting here about 9 days away. Let's go.
I'm excited, man. This is going to be a great thing. And, of course, you can follow along with the call throughout the regular season, and we'll keep you up to date on everything going on. We'll let you know what weird things going on in Ravens world. So this is going to be a great season. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm happy that we're able to do this podcast. Of course, if you want more information, you can always follow me on Twitter, at Brando Cash. And, Josh, where can people follow you for all the Ravens news?
Italian GQ52 on Twitter.
All right, that's perfect. And, of course, if you like the call, make sure you go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like that page there. You'll get information on the call and all the other shows that are on the at Brando Cash Network, including Poe's Peep Show, which any purple ladies out there, this is a woman's perspective on Baltimore football, so check that show out too. So, Josh, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been a great podcast, and we'll talk. The next we'll talk is probably after the first game on September 10th. So, you know, rest that voice for as long as you can, and then we'll get rolling.
You got it. Let's get rolling. Let's go, Ravens. Monday Night Football is upon us.
All right. Talk to you later, Josh.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go, baby.
This has been a production of the At Brando Cash Network.